USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Lance Gooden of Texas, the only House Republican to vote in favor of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act on Wednesday, tweeted Wednesday evening that he cast the wrong ballot by accident. Gooden said in a since-deleted tweet that he accidentally pressed the wrong voting button and realized it too late. He has since changed the official record to reflect his opposition to the partisan George Floyd Policing Act. Two Democrats also voted against the measure, Representatives Jared Golden of Maine and Ron Kind of Wisconsin. A large number of migrants seeking to cross the U.S.-Mexico border have been photographed wearing T-shirts and holding banners that read slogans calling on President Biden to let them enter the country. "Biden, please let us in," read the white T-shirts worn by migrants from Central America and elsewhere at the San Ysidro crossing port in Tijuana, Mexico. A number of photographs were captured by the newswire service Reuters. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Some lawmakers are blaming President Biden and his administration for the migrant buildup at the U.S.-Mexico border. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A surge of unaccompanied minors has been seen at the U.S.'s southern border in the last several weeks, with the White House on Tuesday calling for nearly 20,000 additional beds at immigration facilities on the border to handle the influx. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that more than 117,000 minors will try to cross into the U.S. this year. Senator Tom Cotton says this surge was predictable. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the blame for the increased numbers at the border lies with the White House.
"You cannot promise amnesty, open borders, and health care for illegals and not expect migrants to surge to our border. And that's exactly what happened. Every month since the election, the number of migrants showing up at our borders increase, especially unaccompanied minors. And look what happened compared to the last year of the Trump administration. Unaccompanied minors this January were almost double what they were last January. This February, almost triple what they were."
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Mississippi and Texas are easing COVID-19 restrictions and allowing their citizens to normalize life, President Biden insulted the intelligence of these Americans, calling us Neanderthals. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Several states have begun pulling back their COVID restrictions, with Texas and Mississippi announcing earlier this week that they were ending their mask mandates and all restrictions on business operations. On Wednesday, President Biden called the moves a mistake made with Neanderthal thinking.
"I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference. The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it. It still matters."
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves said the president's reaction shows a lack of trust in the American people. He tells Fox News that restrictions were needed to protect his state's health care system, but as new cases and hospitalizations fall and more Mississippians are vaccinated, that protection is no longer needed.
"So we no longer have a health care crisis in our state, and so we've got to allow our people to make good decisions. The fact is, I trust Mississippians and I trust Americans to do what's best for themselves and their family. And I wish the president would focus on trusting Americans rather than trying to insult Americans."
Mississippi dropped the mask mandate Wednesday. Texas will drop the mask mandate and gathering limitations next Wednesday. Major League Baseball will play 14 spring training games today. Since most of the games are in Florida and Arizona, tickets are available to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.